You've probably never heard this sound before. Do you know what it is? Here are some clues.
It's like somebody's trying to move you, but you can't see who's trying to shake you.
It was shaking, and then all of a sudden my radio went off.
Have you figured it out?
It feels kind of like there's somebody on your roof hammering.
At the bottom of my bed, it has wheels, and it moves. We just bumped into the window and bumped onto the dresser. I thought it was a nightmare.
Earthquakes are weird.
Earthquakes. Usually our ears can't hear them. What you've heard are the sound waves speeded way up so we can hear them. Kids in California are used to earthquakes. Little ones shake the ground often. Can you guess what makes an earthquake happen?
Well, I think it's probably something from outer space that comes and hits the part of the world and makes it just shake a lot.
Well, when rocks in the ground, they rub together, and the vibration from them, they go up to the earth, and that causes the earth to move.
He's almost right. The ground we walk on lies on top of huge masses of rock called plates. These plates are always moving against each other in opposite directions. The places where they move against each other are called faults. Sometimes the plates get stuck and can't move. Bob Erhammer is a seismologist. That means he studies earthquakes. He'll tell us what happens next.
It's like straining a rubber band or pulling a rubber band. You eventually get to the point where you have so much energy stored or so much strain stored that you break the system. And when it breaks, the two halves of the fault snap back. In doing so, they create an earthquake.
Well, I remember this awful noise and then the rumbling, and I ran into my father's and mother's bedroom and got in bed with them. I was scared. The whole time that I ran to their room, it was still shaking.
A long time ago, in 1906, a great earthquake hit San Francisco and knocked down some of the city. Georgette Somps was a little girl when it happened, and she still remembers what it was like.
The streets were uprooted, you know, whatever, and some houses were, sideways, and some of them were just, you know, just down. Just looked like just desolate, not a thing left.
There weren't a building still left standing when the dust had cleared away. Just a rumble in the distance all the way to San Andreas.
Everything is moving, other houses and sometimes and the ground.
I fell out of bed and I hit my head on the dresser.
I was spending the night at a friend's house, and from the earthquake, a tree branch fell down in his room. So I don't think it's really fun to be in an earthquake.
When it happens, it's fun, but you never know what the next one will be like.
People are generally afraid of earthquakes, one, because they don't happen very often, and two, when they do happen, the whole ground moves. Most people, I think, consider the earth to be very stationary and very firm. But that's not true. When a big earthquake occurs, the ground can move so violently that you cannot stand up.
Well, I was really scared and I started to cry because my mom didn't know why I was crying, but I was really crying because I was so relieved that nothing happened to me.
The biggest danger to a person in an earthquake is to be hit by a falling object. And so common sense says that you should not be in areas where there are heavy objects that can fall on you.
Big earthquakes can be scary and dangerous, but most of them are small, sometimes too small to feel. Many more people are hurt in car accidents than in earthquakes. For Georgette Somps, the worst part of the Great San Francisco quake was the fire that started afterwards. It burned a lot of houses to the ground. Georgette had to leave her home quickly, and she forgot to bring her favorite toy. She wasn't even allowed to go back in and get it, and she never saw that toy again.
It was a baby doll with some of my baby clothes on it, and it was on a little white chair. I can see that little white chair now, and I just love that doll. I wanted that doll very badly.
Some kids don't mind earthquakes. One boy finds them helpful when he's playing with his Star Wars toys.
It helps the ground move, so when I'm playing with my Star Wars men, I don't have to knock them down.
Rumble, rumble, rumble.
Get under your desk.
Earthquake, earthquake, earthquake. Oh, no.